This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know nothing.
What makes the timing, I think, of President Biden's decision to step down after the debate something that, if she does in fact lose, will be under a microscope, because, of course, there was so much discussion even over the summer about potentially having an open primary and having that fight play out within the Democratic Party. So I think it's one of the big questions moving forward.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
Joe Concha, back on the Annie Fry Show, and a happy, happy day. It's like, Joe, you knew the whole time everything was going to be okay. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Sure. Now, I know our little messages going back and forth, Annie. Done a lot of interviews on here, and I'm not doing an end zone dance. I don't want to date myself, but there's a running back named Barry Sanders who played for the Detroit Lions. He never did one end zone dance. He handed the ball to the ref. But in this case, I'm making an exception. All right? Boy, did I nail this.
You did.
Anybody who doubted me.
Nobody doubted you.
Dan Stelzer with your plus three Harris pole. He wins by 14. Hey, you're only up by two touchdowns and a field goal. Unbelievable people took that thing seriously.
Is that a political plant then? Is that all there is to it? They were just trying to affect some outcome?
There has to be. I mean, she's gotten past elections right before, so when you saw it at first, you're like, oh boy, maybe she's on to something that no one else on the planet is, right? But then it turns out that she's running over to MSNBC, and I saw that suspect. She's on there laughing about it. Hee, hee, hee. Mm. You're like, what is going on? But that Christian Welker clip you just played from Meet the Press,
yeah,
boy, was that telling. I mean, this whole thing, if Kamala did this or if the DNC did that, it wouldn't have mattered. I don't care what Democrat was running in this race. The conditions on the ground never changed. We still had high inflation. Every exit poll says the cost for everything is way too much. I'm sick of it. No one likes illegal immigration. That's certainly for sure. And that also came out in the in those exit polls as well. And then you had, threats to democracy coming in some exit polls. Mm. But you see a Washington Post poll showing that people trusted Trump on protecting democracy more than they did Biden and Harris.
Yes.
Because they see what the Justice Department's doing as far as lawfare, weaponizing, right? So a lot of people have different interpretations on protecting democracy. Mm. So Trump was winning this, no matter what. I don't care. Kamala Harris, yes, profoundly horrible candidate, the worst of our lifetimes. But I don't think it would have mattered either way, because people want the Trump years back.
Yeah. But I mean, how long have you covered politics, Joe? I mean, you've been doing this professionally for a while. Have you ever seen anything like the arc of the Donald Trump story in politics before?
It's no, never. This is the greatest comeback in American history since probably the Revolutionary War. I'm not exaggerating on that. As far as you think about everything this person has been through, right? He comes into office and he's accused of being a Russian agent, a stooge for the Kremlin. He's impeached twice, hostile media coverage all of these years. Then what happened on January 6th, he gets all the blame for. On January 7th, you would think he's toxic, and there's no way he could even get close to the nomination, let alone the presidency. And then he goes through all this stuff with all these court cases, two assassination attempts, mind you, everything thrown at him. And he's like that scene in Rocky where, Rocky's talking to his son about, his son kind of is lacking self-confidence and, he wants to give up on his job. And Rocky's like, life ain't all sunshine and rainbows. You're going to keep getting hit. And the question is not if you get hit, but if you keep moving forward. Mm. And that's Trump. He's like Rocky meets the Terminator. He keeps moving forward. And the bottom line is that, look, he gained with black voters.
Yeah.
He gained with Hispanic voters. And he owned the unions, which Democrats have to have. And ultimately, that led me to my 312 Electoral College prediction that she doesn't have that, she's going to lose every swing state.
We're speaking with Joe Concha, the man, the myth, the legend right now. You literally wrote the book on Joe Biden, and then he dropped out. And you've got your latest book out, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. You're going to have to write another book right now, because you have written the book on how the Democrat Party has to remake itself multiple times over, and what they're left with holding right now at the end of this 2024 election cycle. They've got a lot of questions, and I think no willingness to answer them, at least at this point. What happens next for the Democrats?
Oh, Annie, they are so effed. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, because now Donald Trump's going to have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And you say, well, he had that in 2017 also, and, you know, John McCain's voting against things. And he now knows how Washington works. He knows who to surround himself with as far as people that are going to carry out his agenda, and he knows who exactly the players to work with in Congress. Mike Johnson is not Paul Ryan, we'll put it that way. And they're going to pass a whole bunch of very interesting stuff. Like the next election, probably only paper ballots. We're not going to have weeks and weeks of early voting and all this mail-in stuff that only leads to the suspect stuff. So the Democrats are going to lose a lot of advantages that they had in voting. And look, if he fixes the wall and finishes that, and with the proper Congress, he will, and immigration is fixed, and the economy does as well as when he was in office, J.D. Vance will waltz into the Oval Office as the president, and then you'll have 8 years of Vance. Because what did we see with Vance? Boy, did he outperform expectations. And I don't know who the Democrats now take off their bench to say, oh, we got it. Josh Shapiro? Well, 15% of your party probably won't vote for him because he's Jewish. Andy Beshear, Kentucky, I guess. I don't know, kind of soft-spoken, kind of a wimpy guy, for lack of a better word. I don't know who they run in 2028. I know we're talking about this one day after the election, but I don't see where the options are good for this party at all, and they have to remake themselves with all the woke stuff and men competing against women in sports and just everything. They were exposed here, and it's a very good day if you are a fan of sanity and of objectivity.
It is a very good day. Joe Concha speaking with us right now. We've got quite a different, I mean, the way Washington, D.C. on day one of a new Congress and of the inauguration on January 20th of Donald Trump. I mean, when you think about the likes of Mitch McConnell, he's not going to be running the show anymore, at least not in the official position. The Mitt Romneys are gone. The Manchins are gone. Nancy Pelosi is even more relegated into just being the hen that runs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The hen house that nobody wants to support, it seems. I mean, Donald Trump is going to be able to do something, as you mentioned, with way more understanding of the operation of the system, but with very different people and different players in powerful positions in Congress. What do you make of what happens next with this much, much more red Senate and what seems to likely end up being still a Republican majority in the House?
Yeah, and a diverse cabinet, right? I mean,
yes,
we're going to have RFK Jr. running something health related, and it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Right. Tulsi Gabbard's probably going to have a big role in this. She got more delegates than Kamala Harris did in 2020 when they both ran on the Democratic side. Little trivia question. Yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. Elon Musk with the Government Accountability Board. I mean, they're going to cut waste left and right. They're going to know what they're doing. And in the end, they're just going to do a lot of things that people agree with. Drill, baby, drill. Bring back domestic energy. Obviously, I talked about the border, remain in Mexico policy, deport people that should not be here, especially criminals. And a lot of people, especially blacks and Hispanics, are going to like what they see because their lives are going to improve and they're going to feel it. And that's why Democrats, I don't care who they put up, if the conditions on the ground are that good, if all these things go in this direction and we end these wars that we're in, by the way, going to be hard to see how J.D. Vance gets beat.
No, oh, man. Joe Concha, one last question before we let you go. Yep. We're excited for our ability to have a conversation with you on this really exciting day. I want to know what your message is to Republicans going forward, because you've secured the victory, but now in politics, the victory, the election, it's won. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. How do you continue to succeed past Election Day? What do you want to see from the Republican Party next?
Don't think of being conservative. Just think of being common sense. Do things that normal people will agree with and say, yep, that works for me. And I think that's the way to go. Don't overreach. I don't want to see anything in terms of revenge. I'd love to see Donald Trump, quite frankly, not only invite Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to the inauguration, right? Kindness kills.
Yeah.
But also pardon Hunter Biden. Be like, look, I'm going to bring the country together. All right, Joe, let's do this for the good of the country. What's Biden going to say? I mean, that would drive him insane that Donald Trump is saving his son. So that would be great on top of it. Oh, by the way, they're such class, aren't they?
Yeah.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Have they said a word yet?
No.
I know she's going to speak, but where's the president? You can't say anything? I mean, they look so bad in this right now, just like Hillary did. And then that's going to not play well going forward as well.
Oh, man. Joe Concha, thank you for the time today. Thank you for your prescient wisdom that you've been able to share with us. We're very gracious for it. And lots of more fun conversations in our future.
You got it, Annie. Take care.
Take care. You as well. Happy day, as we have said multiple times on the show. Joe Concha, of the best. His ex posts, his ex feeds are great. And on this show, we are going to work very, very hard to not say Twitter anymore, because Twitter is gone and dead. Elon Musk bought it and transformed it into a freedom fighting machine. And he deserves the respect of that. It's been very hard for me to do that. Everybody says Twitter. I'm still going to say Twitter, but not intentionally. But doesn't Elon Musk deserve for that platform to be X?
I believe so. He owns it.
Yes.
He has transformed it. It is not the same thing anymore.
Correct.
He has made it his own. It's a new product. It's X.
I didn't want to call it X. I'm like, just, it's Twitter. Everybody knows it is Twitter. But at this point today, mm-hmm. I'm officially saying, no, I'm gonna do this out of respect and reverence for Elon Musk. He's the one who I'm most interested to watch and see if this continues down the road, if the plans that are being made and laid out in a campaign, the promises that are being made, if they can actually materialize, and if the relationship can sustain what will need to be done going forward. Oh, man, what a day. What a wonderful day. The YouTube live chat poll for today. So what happened in the election results? Yes, we know Donald Trump is going to be the president on January 20th. Once again, he is president-elect Donald J. Trump. We know that Kamala Harris did lose. She's providing us what we assume will be the concession speech at 3 o'clock. But what really happened in this election? Let's assess the campaigns. Did Donald Trump run a winning campaign? Did Kamala Harris run a losing campaign to get us to these results? Or do we have a little bit of a combination of the two? Let's get Ryan Wiggins back in studio. Ryan, Brad, and myself will discuss that thought along with your comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We've got a lot of people weighing in here. Ender said both is what happened. As we saw, Trump won. At the same time, Democrats and Kamala lost 15 million votes over the last 4 years. Trump lost 3 million, which is still substantial. But where did those 15 million go? Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.